Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
And just like that, July is over and we are in the dog days of summer. But our Alice in Dairyland is not slowing down. Julia Nunes is the 73rd and 74th Alice for Wisconsin. She's had a great July. July is ice cream month, and she's got a busy August ahead of her.
It blows my mind that July is almost over. And during the month of July, I was out and about visiting a lot of different county fairs around Wisconsin, and it's also National Ice Cream Month. So I was trying to promote that as I was on the road. And here in Wisconsin, we have over 6,500 dairy farms that work hard to produce milk that goes into producing ice cream. So it was a lot of fun highlighting and celebrating National Ice Cream Month. And I was just encouraging people to do that. We have 46 dairy processing plants that are producing ice cream or ice cream mix. So lots of different varieties for people to try and fun recipes that you can do at home. So that was kind of one of the things I was doing during July.
And you were asking a lot of your followers, what's your favorite ice cream? And I mean, what was the consensus?
Ooh, I think a lot of people had different favorites, and I have different favorites depending on the day. But one of my favorites is vanilla ice cream with fresh berries, and we produce a lot of berries here in Wisconsin too. I know my mom was picking strawberries earlier this summer, so there's so many possibilities here in Wisconsin for ice cream and your favorite toppings.
I know you probably can't pick favorites, but what was your favorite event or favorite place that you stopped during your July adventures?
Ooh, that is a tough question because I was able to do so many different things, and just the traveling to different events, everyone is so excited to be out and to be at these events because they weren't able to happen last summer. So just going out to them and talking with people, everyone is so happy. And that's probably one of my favorite things about the events that I went to during July. And just finished up Farm Technology Days, and that was an amazing event. And being from Chippewa Falls and Farm Technology Days being right in Eau Claire, that was amazing for me just because I was able to see some family friends and I knew some of the agribusinesses that were there. So I absolutely loved Farm Technology Days this year. Looking forward to next year.
Oh, yeah. Well, next year will be in Clark County, nearby. Yes. But, oh, my goodness, Ferguson's being the largest orchard between the Rockies and Lake Michigan, and then the biggest bean processor, Chippewa Bean. I mean, you must be proud to say, hey, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, and I also learned a lot. I'm from Chippewa Falls, grew up on a dairy farm, but even myself, Alice in Dairyland, represented for Wisconsin agriculture, learned so much at Farm Technology Days, and I loved being in Innovation Square, where there was Superior Fresh and Silver Springs and Ferguson's, like you mentioned. I was just able to learn so much about the agriculture that's right in my backyard that I wasn't even aware a lot of what they do. So Farm Technology Days, highly recommend for years to come. Anyone who is involved in ag or not involved in ag should definitely go because there's so much to see and learn, and it was just an amazing experience for me.
We're looking into August. What's on the plate for you?
Fast approaching is the Wisconsin State Fair, August 5th through the 15th, and I am a little nervous because it's going to be a busy schedule for me, but I'm excited because we weren't able to have the State Fair last year, and I know I'm personally excited to see some of the agricultural exhibits, the kids exhibiting their animals that they weren't able to take to the State Fair last year. I grew up bringing my dairy cattle to State Fair, so it has a special place in my heart.
Where will we be able to find you? The Cream Puff Station?
Oh, I will probably be up and down the Midway at the State Fair, but I will definitely have to stop at the Cream Puff Pavilion because, I mean, who doesn't love a good cream puff? That's like the State Fair staple. So I'll be out and about, and hopefully people will be able to stay tuned with all that I'm up to leading up to the State Fair and during on my social media channels. Just search Alice in Dairyland on Facebook, Instagram, or head over to aliceindairyland.com, and I'll be keeping you updated on all that I've been up to this summer.
And county fairs aren't over either. They're going well into the beginning of September. I mean, that's on your list too.
Yes, county fairs. And there are still some dairy breakfasts happening that weren't able to take place during June. So there's a lot going on. And if you're looking for events, you can go to the fair's website. And then there's still some dairy breakfasts on the wisconsindairy.org. If you search the dairy breakfast tab, there should be some information about that if you're looking to hit one of those up coming up later this summer.
Now, looking a little farther into the future, you're getting ready for the 75th Alice in Dairyland program. You are the 73rd and 74th Alice. Pretty unique. Maybe you can speak to that a little bit too, but now you got to prep for the next one.
Yes, I am blown away by how fast the 73rd year of the Allison Dairyland program went by. A lot of it was done virtually for me, but yes, we are looking for the future. The 75th Allison Dairyland Finals take place in May in Dane County. So for the next year leading up to it, I'm going to be exploring the agriculture we have in Dane County and hopefully recruiting some Allison Dairyland candidates who will apply early 2022, January. They'll submit their application. And it's weird to think about planning the finals, but I'm looking forward to it, and I'm really excited. And this event tonight is highlighting the Allison Dairyland program and all the diverse agriculture that we have in Wisconsin and in Dane County. And it's so nice to be with people celebrating the program and talking about all we have to look forward to.
You said yourself, you know, when people think of Dane County, they think of Madison, urban Madison. But what surprised you learning about the agriculture industry in Dane County?
Yes. So even driving through Dane County, you're in Madison. That's like the center of the county. But as soon as you get out of Madison, it's agriculture. And agriculture is a huge, huge part of Dane County. And I'm excited to learn more about it. Coming from Chippewa Falls, I'll be honest, not very familiar with Dane County. I went to school in Minnesota. So being in Dane County for my job, and now I'll get to learn about the surrounding area, visit some of the agribusinesses, and I'm excited to highlight them leading up to the 75th Allison Dairyland Finals.
Julia Nunes, the 73rd and 74th Allison Dairyland, and I are talking at Dinner in Dane at J. Henry & Sons. This is a celebration of the 75 years of the Allison Dairyland program. And Julia, ahead of our chat, you were talking about how we can combat food insecurity by buying local. And I was wondering if you could expand on that a little bit for us.
Yes. So everywhere I go, I try to encourage buying local, because when you are purchasing Wisconsin products, you're supporting Wisconsin farmers and the agribusinesses here in our state. So when we think about food security, we want everyone to have healthy food at them whenever they need it. I don't want anyone to be hungry, and I want people to have healthy options. And to combat that, a great way is by purchasing locally produced products, supporting your local farmers, because then the wealth is extended and healthy food becomes more available for people who might not have that regularly. So this event is highlighting that, and it's so nice to have some people from the area out talking about what they're doing to combat food insecurity. I hope to highlight that more again as I explore Dane County and meet more people who are really passionate about that.
Again, that was Julia Nunes, our 73rd and 74th Allison Dairyland. And for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.